We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champagne's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Sophie Van Saggy. It is Monday, October 20th, 2025. A one-day rain delay couldn't wash away the light and sway of Diwali, as last night the IGSA lit up the heart of campus, hosting Diwali on the Quad. Diwali is the five-day Hindu festival of lights and is based on the lunar calendar, with the main festivities being celebrated today. Leading up to last night's event, the IGSA posted signage stating their event was the, quote, biggest campus Diwali celebration in the USA, end quote. Last night's events gave attendees lots to enjoy, including traditional food, performances, henna, and DIY Rangoli. One of these performances was a song about Rama, an Indian god symbolizing virtue, who, according to some traditions, is celebrated as returning from exile as part of this holiday. During a break from the festivities, WPGU News correspondent Sean Farnsley had the opportunity to hear from Aravind Ramakrishna, a university alum who organized the event 4 years ago, about the importance of Diwali to him.
You go through a very tough phase in your life. This light, even when you are not so happy, the lights around you make you feel so positive. And that reminds me that there is still always a hope.
Next, we have some major tech updates. Early this morning, Amazon Web Services reported a major outage affecting numerous important websites and services across the world. The first report of the outage was at 2:11 a.m. CST in AWS's main U.S. East 1 region. An update from AWS was later provided at 4:01 a.m. CST, citing a, quote, operational issue, end quote. And by 5:35 a.m. CST, AWS reported that the issue had been, quote, fully mitigated, end quote. Affected websites and services included Amazon, Snapchat, Venmo, Delta Airlines, multiple banks, the UK's National Rail, and many more. A spokesperson for Delta told CNN, quote, the airline had experienced a small number of minor flight delays earlier this morning as a result of the outage, but the company does not expect any more significant impact on customers, end quote. However, not all services are back to normal. Notably, Canvas, a web-based learning management system that the university uses, is still inaccessible at the time of writing. At time of writing, when attempting to access Canvas, users are met with a screen stating, quote, Canvas is experiencing issues due to an ongoing AWS incident, end quote, with a provided link to monitor the status of the issue. Users across the world have taken to social media voicing their concerns about when the services they rely on will be operational again. And lastly, the community comes together to pay their respects to a historical tragedy. Courage to Remember, an international traveling exhibit about the Holocaust, will be at the Marketplace Shopping Center starting today until Saturday, November 1st. The exhibit, which has traveled to more than 50 countries and has been seen by more than 20 million visitors, will consist of a series of large panels with illustrations and text. The aim of the exhibit is to educate visitors about the Holocaust through a chronological series of first-person accounts, historical photos, and maps. The exhibit is free and open to the public Monday through Friday from noon to 7 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from noon to 5 p.m. For further information about the exhibit, call the Holocaust Education Center at 217-367-9872. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Sean Farnsley and Grace Avila. From WPGU News, this has been Sophie Van Saggy.